At Hanford, radioactive sludge stews in aging underground tanks not far from the Columbia River. A 1989 agreement created the timeline for treating that caustic gunk, but the task has proven extremely difficult. A waste treatment plant has been plagued by whistleblowers, critical federal investigations, cost overruns, and delays. Now, Secretary of Energy Ernest Moniz says the federal government and its contractors will likely miss three more key deadlines before 2022 and possibly need to redesign major parts of the plant. Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson calls the news yet another setback. And Suzanne Dahl, the tank waste treatment manager for the Washington Department of Ecology, says the waste treatment plant is essential. In her words, "We can't afford to throw up our hands." I'm Anna King in Richland.